You'll keep our time for us?
Yeah.
Hey, is that deal? All right, welcome everyone to our Commissioner's Court today. As we begin, I'm going to ask for a volunteer. Is there anyone who would volunteer to come and to do our opening invocation for us? Who will do that for us, please?
Wow.
Judge, I can do.
All right. Thank you. If you'd come to the mic, state your name if you would. Let's all stand together. And then Commissioner Nowak, if you would lead us in the pledges.
Father, we give you praise for this county.
Father, I give you praise for the men that you have put in charge of leading this county. I'd ask, Father, you'd put give them your wisdom today. I'd ask that you allow us all to be encouragers to them, and I'd ask that everything that we do say be for your glory, and that, Father, that people would see you through us. And, Father, I ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Item number 5, let the record reflect that all are present today. Do I have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda? We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Item number 7 is our opportunity for our citizens to make comments. Here's what we would ask our citizens to do. When you do make a comment during this section, that it would be on an item that is either on the consent agenda or is on the open agenda. For other comments, we have a time at the end that you can make comments about things in general that you would like to talk about. But specifically, as you come forward, you tell us the item number that you're interested in talking about, state your name for the record. And then if you have something you want to hand to us, if you just get the permission of up here at the dais to bring it to us. So with that in mind, and it's a 3-minute limit, who would like to start? Yes.
Commissioners, Judge Melanie Bush, resident of Precinct 2. I am here to speak regarding item 10G2A. I hate having to come to you all like this, but sadly, as you'll see, I've been left with no other option. This item reads as if I am okay with the build-out of the space. However, unless something has changed since my communications with Mr. Millsap, I am not. On August 16th, I requested of Mr. Stewart and Mr. Millsaps information regarding the reinforcement of the vault room. I was informed that it was like every other room and like my current vault room. This was news to me since this building is not that old and my current suite was built specifically for a previous county treasurer. I naturally assumed proper precautions were taken to protect the taxpayers' money. As you may recall from the budget hearings, last year my office averaged $6.3 million a month in money processed through my office. When I questioned Mr. Stewart and Mr. Millsaps regarding fixing this issue, I was informed there was no budget to properly secure confidential documents residing in the vault room or my rolling safe. I've requested the cost from Mr. Stewart, but received no response. So after looking at the cost of enough hardy board for reinforcement of an 8x10 vault room from Home Depot and securing a quote from an independent outside contractor to do the minimal work of a steel case door, wall and ceiling reinforcement, I placed an item on the agenda for court on 8/23 to discuss this issue and funding what was needed. However, on 8/18, I was informed by Mr. Millsaps that there was no sponsor for my item and it was removed. Since I refuse to violate open meetings and approach each of you individually, and I'm not permitted to place an item on the agenda on something I need to discuss with all of court, I'm left to wonder how I am to speak to court and how I'm to properly protect the taxpayers' money. I hope that you will pull this item as I can't move into the space without the proper protections for the taxpayers' money. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Bush.
Judge, are you...
All right.
Do you want to go ahead and pull this item now from the consent agenda?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to pull this item from the consent agenda?
No.
Okay.
No, I believe just like it is. Yes, ma'am. Yes. State your name for the record, please.
Good morning. My name is Laura Jones, and I'm a resident of San Jacinto County. I'm also a candidate running for United States Congress to represent District 8 in the November election, which includes the northern half of Montgomery County. I'd like to speak on 07. I'd like to thank all of you for your focus on mental health here for your citizens in the county. I live in San Jacinto County, and I'm very thankful to see a model for something that our county could duplicate, as mental health is such an important issue with our veterans, with our young people, with seniors, with many of our residents. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. All right, is there anyone else who would like to make comment? All right, if there are no other comments, then let's move on to proclamations and resolutions. And let's begin. We have item number A. We're going to defer that right now. And then item number B, presentation of Employee of the Month.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. My name is Tracy Hutchison. I'm the chairman for the Employees Committee. We are here today to present September Employee of the Month. Our recipient today will receive a plaque and a $25 gift card to Joe's Italian. Each month we send an email seeking nominations for employees that go above and beyond and deserve recognition. And today I would like to ask Sarah Furlano with the County Clerk's Office to come up and present our September Employee of the Month. And I'll take a picture when
okay.
You're done.
Judge, Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark Turnbull was stuck in traffic. I don't know where he's at now. Darren Bailey was unable to be here this morning, and so I have the honor of presenting the September Employee of the Month to Shelby Curry.
If I have to stand up here, you do too.
Shelby is the senior clerk in the recording department. She started with our office in a part-time position when she was just 16 years old.
Wow.
And still liked us so much, she came back to work for us after high school. Elizabeth Henthorne in our office actually wrote the nominating letter. We had a supervisor retire at the end of last year, and since that time, in addition to her regular duties at the recording counter and helping out with customers and clients, Shelby has taken over some of those supervisory responsibilities. She has been instrumental in making and suggestions and helping me streamline some processes and some forms in the office. She serves as our trainer at the recording counter. Elizabeth reports that she is a patient and thorough trainer. She knows her job very, very well. And she is always ready to answer questions, and importantly, she really wants to see the others in our office succeed with their work. And we are so lucky to have her in our office.
Very good.
That's awesome.
You can take the picture of
Mark. Okay.
Here's your plaque.
I don't know what to do.
Here's your gift certificate. You can take the picture of Mark.
You were the talker. And it was a conspiracy after all together here.
Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations. All right, let's move on to item C, presentation of the National 4-H Week Proclamation.
Right.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. I'm Michelle Mahalik. I'm the County Extension Agent for the 4-H program in Montgomery County. I'm here with Justin Sines as our Urban Youth Development Agent. And
thank you.
Alyssa Roach is our Assistant County Extension Agent for Agriculture.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And a few of our 4-H members have come this morning to give you their appreciation baskets. And normally Justin and I stand up here and tell you all the wonderful things that have happened all the year. I think y'all want to hear it from the kids.
All right.
So we're going to start with Karis Downs, our second vice president for our County 4-H Council. And from there, the ones that are able and want to share from that, they will.
I'll go ahead and start reading the proclamation. Whereas the Montgomery County Commissioners Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for 115 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State, and whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide a learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of our society. And whereas it's more than 550,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19 hail from the diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the service of its more than 22,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, energy, and resources of the youth of Texas. And whereas throughout its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring programs, continues to build character and to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Montgomery County Commissioners Court hereby designated October 2nd through 8th, 2022 as National 4-H Week in Texas, and commend the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, and may the many men and women who have made this program a great success.
Very good.
Let me get my speech up. Hi, my name is Karis Downs, and this is my third year in a row speaking to you about my 4-H activities. The first time I spoke, I had to stand on a stool so I could see over the podium. I continue to work hard raising and showing pigs. At the moment, I have 9 in the barn, with 6 more on their way in the next month. Next week, I will be heading to State Fair to show one of them, and the week after that, I will show at American Rurals in Kansas City, Missouri. Sorry. I'm so very passionate about community service and continue to make and donate blankets to Project Linus. To date, I have donated 163 handmade blankets. I also love to fill and donate shoe boxes to Operation Christmas Child. I try to donate 10 to 12 every Christmas. My other projects include livestock dredging and photography. Our county council has been also very, very busy with community service. We decorate and donate brown bags to Meals on Wheels, collect warm clothes for the homeless, and collect and donate pet supplies to the Montgomery County Animal Shelter, and donate our time working at the food bank, all while going to school and keeping up with our 4-H project. Thank you so much for always supporting us and supporting the youth of Montgomery County. God bless America, God bless Texas, and God bless Montgomery County. Thank you.
All right.
My name is J.D. Haynes, and this year I applied to be a 4-H water ambassador. I went on a week-long trip to the Panhandle and around Texas to learn about waters. That way I can educate other people. This year I plan on getting in 40 hours of education. That way I can teach others of non-source pollution, source pollution, and runoff. I also want to do more Operation Christmas Child this year, because that helps the homeless learn that they do have friends, I guess. That's all I have to say.
Good job.
Thank you.
And for helping with water, that's one of our favorite topics here in Montgomery
yes,
County.
Absolutely.
Hi, my name is Charlie O'Brien. I'm from Evening Star 4-H Club, and I'm going to be talking to y'all about the Texas Brigades that I attended. So the Texas Brigades is a nonprofit organization that focuses on conservation leaders in every community. I attended their summer camps, which is a five-day camp. There's 9 different camps across Texas. I attended the North Texas Buckskin Brigade, which is all about white-tailed deer. And before I went there, I knew a little bit about white-tailed deer, but not as much as I would have learned there. And I knew nothing about all the plants that they ate, but after I came back, I was pointing out every single plant that they showed me there.
Very good.
It was a whole lot of fun. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for your time.
Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us today. If they can come stand in front of you and Absolutely. We can get a picture of them with you.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I tell you, I've been in the agriculture business for most of my life, but in business for 30 years. And it just warms my heart to see the young kids doing what they do, teaching us older folks things that they're learning, and they're the future of this country. You know, hopefully they'll grow up and raise a garden and protect the deer and the water, all the things. It's just really good for y'all to come in and do this. And I don't know, all us guys love these baskets.
Right.
It's the greatest part of October. So you make us all smile, I'll just say that much.
Outstanding.
Thank you. Yep, y'all slide up front real quick and let's get one big picture.
Guys in charge, come up and stand right here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great. Super.
Listen. Please, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll take the Mario.
As we move forward on item D, we'll be presented. Oh, there we go. Dr. LeVar, welcome.
Good morning, and on behalf of NAMI Greater Houston and the Behavioral Health and Suicide Prevention Community Task Force of Montgomery County, I want to thank each of you for the support that you continue to provide in the area of behavioral health and mental health specifically. So I'm not going to read the whole of this proclamation, but I will say that part of it is, whereas death and suicide is the second leading cause of death in the United States among children ages 10 to 14 and young adults ages 25 to 34, and 90% of people who die by suicide have an underlying mental illness. And whereas long delays, sometimes decades, often occur between the time that symptoms first appear and when individuals get help. And whereas approximately 20% of state prisoners and 21% of the local jail prisoners have a recent history of mental health conditions, and whereas public education and civic activities can encourage mental health and help improve the lives of individuals and families affected by mental illness, and whereas the National Alliance on Mental Illness of Greater Houston, in concert with every citizen in the Montgomery County community, can make a difference in helping end silence and stigma that continues to surround mental illness and discourage people from getting help. And whereas to that end, citizens in Montgomery County have come together to develop the Behavioral Health and Suicide Prevention Community Task Force to create a better awareness through education, prevention, and community connections that will improve the lives of those affected by these disorders. and whereas the Montgomery County Commissioners Court has and will continue to support the needs of the community, including those with mental illness, then now therefore be it resolved, I, Mark Keough, County Judge of Montgomery County, Texas, do hereby proclaim the week of October 2nd through the 8th, 2022, as Mental Illness Awareness Week in Montgomery County, Texas, to increase public understanding of the importance of mental health and to promote identification and treatment of mental illnesses. Thank you all.
Thank you, Dr. Mavar. We appreciate it so much and all that you do for our community.
Move.
Do we have a motion? We have a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much, Dr. LeVar.
Judge, on 8C, they did bring a proclamation. Can you go ahead and make a motion on the 4H one as well, even though it doesn't, the agenda doesn't indicate it?
Move.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, let's move forward to County Clerk. Consider and approve Commissioner Court's minutes from September 13th. Do I have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, as we move to our consent agenda, there are some things that I would like to defer, if we could, please. First is on page 9 of 11, and it is 1007. It's on page 9 of 11.
Page 9 of 11, and the item is...
Okay, the other item is...
1007?
Yes.
It's the emergency operations plan for the mental health treatment facility. We're going to... It's just not ready.
Yeah, it's just not ready to be presented
that
yet.
That lady spoke
That's
about.
All. Yeah. All right, and then the next one is 10E5C, and that is on page 5 of 11. And we're deferring that at this point. We've been asked.
What was it again?
The 10E5C. That's the contract.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Commissioner Walker, you wanted to move to the open.
10E4.
10E4C. That's on page 5 of 11 as well.
Yes, on page 5.
10E4C.
Yes.
And.
It's in purchasing.
Okay.
And then also move to the open, Rebecca.
Which one are you moving?
10Q. That one is up at the top of the page. Yeah, 10Q7, and so that's on page 9 of 11. You wanted to move that to open under grants, correct? All right. Are there any other changes that we'd like to put on the consent with the consent agenda?
Judge.
Yes.
On page 5. 2A. We need to move that to open and then defer it to...
Executive session.
Item 2A down at the bottom of the page on 5
yes.
of 11.
Yes.
Move that to executive session.
Yes.
Okay, we can do that, certainly. All right. Are there any other changes? If there are none, then do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, let's move to the open agenda. Commissioner Walker, you are up with 10E4C, sir.
This is about the radio shop. It has... Amy, is this to...
we need a funding,
with
funding,
a funding
source.
Funding source?
Yeah.
Gilbert has this.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
So what we want to do, this is to approve the radio shop consulting agreement with LMR. We're going to be utilizing the HJC contract HP08-21. It wasn't included in the agenda item, so I just want that for the record.
Okay.
Which contract we're writing on, and it's also ARPA funding.
ARPA funding, yes.
Good.
So... Last time we were here discussing the radio shop, you and the sheriff were going to get together and Vinny are going to update us on where you are. Before we start spending money, can we get an update on where you two are on
Well, the whole reason for the company to come in is to kind of tell us what our needs need to be, you know, and then we were going to sit down with them, me and the sheriff and the guys from the shop, and discuss it.
So are you going to be evaluating the sheriff's radio shop or a new radio shop?
A new radio shop. And is the sheriff here? Oh, there he is.
Sheriff, if you would, come up, sir.
I've talked to him about a lot of different things, he didn't have a problem. We just wanted somebody to come in and kind of give us an overall on what their thoughts were on maybe improving or bringing it up to date. Isn't that right, Sheriff?
Yeah, from what I read in the proposal, it was comprehensive. So it was to look at current operations, continuity of operations,
yes,
existing needs, build out space for the future, complete review of inventory. So it was really comprehensive, and before we can come up with a plan to move forward, I think we need to know where we are right now.
So this will include you and all of your...
Okay. Yes.
That's the way I read it.
Yes, it is.
Fully
that's
comprehensive.
Exactly right.
Okay. How's it split out, Commissioner, between the sheriffs and the LMR, and the assessment is countywide?
Good.
This is something, even if we weren't having discussions about changes, this is always good practice. It's expensive, but I think it's worth it. Radios are an expensive business.
Well,
ARPA funded, correct?
That's what I think. ARPA eligible.
It is ARPA eligible.
Too easy.
No, that'll be great then. No,
I appreciate your support on it. I think this is a good
move It's just to bring us up to date. You know, I mean,
that's good.
It's been a while since it's been evaluated, so.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, Sheriff. We have a motion to approve.
Move.
Sir, a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Rebecca, item 10Q7 on page 9 of 11. And grants.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
On item Q7, I just need to add additional language to authorize Rebecca Ansley to forward the endorsed check to the mortgage company or homeowner.
Okay. Move. All right. We're good. You have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Motion carries.
Very welcome.
All right. Let's move on then. County Judge, consider discuss and approve Misty Perrine to fill a vacancy to replace Montgomery Central Appraisal District's Board Director. I'd like to make a motion to approve this individual. She's highly recommended, very experienced, will do a great job for us. Do I have a second?
Move. Second.
Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Amanda, budget.
Good morning. I'm asking you guys to consider and approve the salary schedule for FY 2023. This does include everything that was about part of the budget. We have sent salary schedules out to departments. By now, every department has received theirs. You guys each got a copy of the salary schedule. Both we filed it electronically early Saturday morning, and then along with left one at y'all's office, most of you at your offices over the weekend.
All right.
Besides what was posted, we just had two changes, and I put those on y'all's diocese this morning, was one for the animal services and one was for the district attorney's office. They both have approved the changes, and at that point, I'd like to request that you guys approve that salary schedule.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
Sure. Can you are the changes something you can highlight, or is it?
Yeah. So for the animal services, we just had a couple of rounding issues on some of their position salaries, along with we do now know the employee number for the veterinarian that started. And then district attorney's office, as you guys know, once they have an opening, normally they slide in 5 or 6 PCRs to go with that. We had one change we needed to make on a position upgrade, and then we went ahead and moved forward with those. Instead of them having to do PCRs, went ahead and included those changes in the salary schedule.
All right.
Move.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve. Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Amanda, thank you for all your hard work on that.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to convene the public hearing. Amy.
Precinct 2, consider the partial replat of Reserve A Block 1 to Woodlands FM 2978 Commercial Tract Replat Number 1 to be known as the Woodlands FM 2978 Commercial Tract Replat Number 2. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to create an unrestricted reserve. It is going to be approved under item 14A today. Is anybody here to speak about it?
Yes,
great, come on.
If you'd come to the microphone, state your name.
How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Shay Kerman, and I'm a resident on Pine Lane. And this affects us in many different ways. It's going to be issues with drainage, issues with the wildlife, and it affects us directly, and I just don't want it. We should have had full disclosure whenever they forced us to sell the land. And we just want to know, I mean, when does it stop? That's all I want.
All right. Thank you for your comment. Appreciate it. All right. Amy?
Commissioner, you want me to read this one too? Consider and approve establishing a no parking zone for placement of no parking, no stopping, no standing anytime signs on both sides of Pruitt Road between Booty and the Interstate 45 frontage road. Is anybody here to speak about that?
It's a great idea.
Thank you. Precinct 4. Consider the partial replat of unrestricted reserve tract in Lot 108 in Deerwood Section 1 to be known as Deerwood Norte Section 3 partial replat. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to incorporate undescribed reserve in Lot 108 of Deerwood Section 1 into this plat. The HOA has not been found. The plat is not ready, but today is the public hearing. So is anybody here to speak about it? Consider the partial replat of portion of Reserve E, Pinewood at Grand Texas Section 1, to be known as Pinewood at Grand Texas Section 1 Partial Replat Number 1. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to create a 60-foot right-of-way in Reserve E. No objections or concerns received prior to today's hearing. The notice is mailed to the HOA. The plat is not ready, but today is the public hearing. Is anybody here to speak about it? And number 3, consider the partial replat of Lot 8, Block 4 of Peach Creek Plantation Section 3 to be known as Final Subdivision Plat of Peach Creek Plantation Section 3 Replat of Lot 8. The purpose of the proposed partial replat is to subdivide one lot into two lots, and this plat is ready under item 14B to be approved today. Is anybody here to speak about it? Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and reconvene court then. Thank you all. So Amy, as we do
the 13B1. A motion on that one.
Yeah, okay. Moved. We have a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed?
Uh-huh.
Motion carries.
And the other can be under 14A and B.
All right. We have a motion to approve 14A and B.
Move.
Is there a second?
Yep.
Say, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you all very much. At this time, we're going to dismiss to executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D. It's under Articles 551.071, 072, and .074. Thank you. We appreciate y'all being here, and we shall return. For us today, thank you. We're going to reconvene court. As we've just come out of executive session, the item that we put to executive session off of consent was item 2A, page 511. And Amy, if you, we have a motion that we can entertain on that particular item.
Do we have a motion to approve the relocation of the Montgomery County Treasurer's Department from Suite 201 to 204? I think we talked about maybe a delay. Does someone have a date? Which has been constructed to the specifications previously provided, authorize all applicable county employees and county departments to effectuate and facilitate this move. And further, is there someone who would like to designate the county judge and or his designee to approve all related expenditures and to oversee this move? Funding to come from contingency.
All right.
October 7th, right?
Yeah, at least October
7th. So instead of October 1st, October 7th?
Instead of October 1st, we make that change.
And then I know that there were some concerns about not being able to discuss certain concerns with the court, and we're going to approve a designee, the county judge's office, and or whoever he...
Yeah, and the motion says for designate the county judge's office. We'll do that for sure. So
okay.
Do we have a motion to that effect?
And then what about the...
we haven't...
Is that next?
Yeah, on the last one, on C.
That's a different motion.
Okay, perfect. So, yes.
Okay, we have a motion to that effect.
Second Charlie's motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, let's continue to move forward. And the next item, which, Amy, if you would walk us through it.
So
Is there someone that would, does the court have a motion on appointing someone to oversee the personnel changes regarding the IT and Traffic Operations Department?
Yeah, I'll appoint James Nowak.
So Commissioner Nowak has appointed himself to oversee the IT and and traffic operations, specifically personnel.
Correct. Move.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second? All right, any discussion?
Second, sir.
We appreciate your enthusiasm.
Yeah, thank you.
Commissioner Nowak, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
I don't believe we need any action under B, but under C, is there a motion to authorize Commissioner Nowak to retain counsel for legal actions arising out of claim number 800.6205, funding to come from non-departmental?
Do we have a motion to that effect?
I
have a motion. Is there a second? We also have a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. I think that concludes our executive session items that we need.
Did the county attorney's office need any particular? No, everything's good.
I believe that the motion that authorized us to take any action to effectuate same is necessary.
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as we move forward, item number 17 is an item where we have the opportunity to listen to our citizens that would share with us about their concerns or whatever they have. If you do have comments that you'd like to make, I want to remind you that if you'd come to the dais, if you'd come up to the microphone, state your name for the record, tell us what the purpose is, and you have 3 minutes. If you're going to approach the bench, we ask that you ask permission before you do so. Is there anyone who would like to come forward and make any comments? Any of our citizens?
None.
All right. If there are none, then I'm going to move that we adjourn. We have a motion.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.